All right, everybody, we have some good news and we have some bad news. I guess we can start with the good news that Donald Trump is reportedly thinking of replacing DHS Secretary Kristi Noem due to her rising unpopularity, her repeated scandals, her alleged affair with her top advisor, Corey Lewandowski, the insane corruption that is happening throughout the DHS, the refusal of DHS to actually protect our homeland security, DHS's repeated murder of U.S. citizens and non-citizens. I can go on and on and on. Kristi Noem clearly needs to be replaced. Now, the bad news is her replacement is somebody who is a lot dumber, somebody that you know, and somebody that we have been making fun of for the past week. We'll get there in just one moment. But as Punchbowl News reports, President Donald Trump has quietly asked Hill Republicans if he should fire Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, the latest sign of her tenuous standing inside the West Wing, according to multiple Republicans who have spoken with the president. Even Speaker Mike Johnson speculated about the potential for a change at the top of the DHS during a recent House Republican elected retreat in Florida. Trump dialed up some GOP senators after Noem testified in front of the Senate and the House Judiciary panels just the past few days. We'll talk about it in just one second. And those appearances were marked by extraordinarily bitter exchanges, not just with Democrats, but with Republicans as well, like Senator Tom Tillis. We have Senator John Kennedy, who is a Republican from Louisiana. We'll cover that in just one minute. A Republican began to grill Kristi Noem on a $220 million contract with Trisha McLaughlin. To continue, under questioning from Kennedy, Noem said repeatedly that Trump personally approved the controversial ad blitz, and Trump was apparently very, very pissed at that. Let's watch a snippet of this interaction. As always, drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Ockler feed. And in just a minute, I want to introduce you to the potential replacement for Kristi Noem.
How do you square that concern for waste, which I share, with the fact that you have spent $220 million running television advertisements
Good question.
That feature you prominently?
Sir, the president tasked me with getting the message out to the country and to other countries where we were seeing the invasion come from, with putting commercials out that told them that if they were in this country illegally, that they needed to leave or we would detain them and remove them and they'd not get the chance to come back to America the right way. That has been extremely effective.
Ask you to run these advertisements, is that right?
We had that conversation, yes, before I was put in this position and sworn in and confirmed, and since then as well.
Okay. Did you bid out those service contracts?
Yes, they did. They went out to a competitive bid, and career officials at the department chose who would do those advertising.
So this is the exchange that got Kristi Noem essentially thrown under the bus by Donald Trump, because in this exchange, she throws him under the bus. She says Donald Trump approved this and it went out for a competitive bid. The next day we learn that there was no competition for this contract. Kristi Noem handed it over to a personal friend, gave them over $200 million, and said that Trump had personally approved it. So returning back to this, it was under questioning from Kennedy where Noem repeatedly said that Trump personally approved this. That pissed Trump off. Quote, the president approved ahead of time spending $220 million? Yes, sir, we went through the legal process. Did the president know you're going to do this? Yes. I know this point has been beaten to death, but Donald Trump prioritized loyalty to him and prioritized showmanship when choosing people for top positions and didn't care about experience or decision-making under pressure. Pete Hegseth, under pressure, resorted to alcoholism years ago. I mean, it's not something that I fault him for. Everybody has problems, but you have to take things into account when you're appointing people into positions. He didn't have experience. He's a bad decision-maker. Kristi Noem shot a puppy in the head. She doesn't make good decisions under pressure. Tom Homan stole $50,000 or got bribed for $50,000 in a Kava bag. He doesn't make good decisions under pressure. It's really worth reiterating this because this all cascades and manifests when everybody is under pressure about a year in. Kristi Noem is under so much pressure that she can't handle it anymore without just pure corruption and melting down all the time. Stephen Miller is going on a meltdown every week on TV because Donald Trump prioritized loyalty to himself. Noem also came under heavy scrutiny from Senator Tom Tillis, another Republican. So listen, I mean, Republicans would need 60 votes, or Democrats would need 60 votes to get this done, but a few Republicans seem to be on board. Noem came under heavy scrutiny from Senator Tom Tillis, a Republican, leading the retiring Republican to declare that he'll gum up the Senate floor unless Noem addresses his questions over a range of issues. Tillis has called on Noem to resign, repeatedly. Noem's relationship with Corey Lewandowski, her top aide, has been the subject of intense speculation, but let's get to the bad news part. I mean, seeing Kristi Noem go would be amazing, right? But it says, scoop. Trump furious that Noem said, under oath, in her Senate Judiciary hearing, that he had advanced knowledge of this $220 million ad campaign. He's privately floated Mark Wayne Mullen as a prospective replacement. Mark Wayne Mullen is a senator who has been basically debating with himself, contradicting himself, tripping over his own words for the past week to try to say that we're not at war, but then he accidentally admitted we are at war. Let me just show you who Kristi Noem would be replaced with. This was Mark Wayne Mullen about 3 days ago.
We gave them an opportunity
for diplomacy
to work,
choice?
And it didn't.
Is this not a war of choice? The president ran, and did the president not run on not starting a war with Iran?
He ran on two things, ending wars. He's ended eight of them. And he also
ran
on keeping America safe. This isn't a war. We haven't declared war. Everybody
wants
to say
we're at war
with Iran.
Hold on, I want to play. The Secretary of Defense, who calls himself the Secretary of War, said today this is a war. Let's watch.
We set the terms of this war from start to finish. We didn't start this war, but under President Trump, we are finishing it.
Is it really not a war?
What he declared on us was war, meaning us as Ayatollah. He declared war on us. We are not at war with the Iranian people. The Ayatollah who declared war on us, we've already taken him out. Now we're eliminating the threat. The Iranian people...
Dude, what is he saying? What is this guy saying? Now listen to what he says 24 hours later. He walks out and he accidentally goes, this is war. And then he contradicts himself a minute later. Listen closely to what happens here.
Are there measures being taken not to eliminate other possible alternatives to leadership?
This is war, and we're taking out the threat. And if you're part of the threat, then you have then you're a target. You know, what we'd call not all the arrows, but going after the archers.
You'll concede this is war. You'll concede this is war.
We haven't declared war. They declared war on us, but we haven't.
War, Secretary Hegseth.
We haven't declared it. Just now, you said this is war.
They've called it war. What I was saying.
That was a misspoke.
What I was saying that they've declared war on us, but war is ugly. It always has been ugly.
This guy might be even worse than Kristi Noem at making his points. So I guess that's good for us. We can debunk him even more easily. Show the incompetence even more easily. And if he's out of the Senate, I don't know. I don't know if he would be a great replacement for Kristi Noem. But either way, the fact that the pressure from Republicans in Congress, Democrats in Congress, the people of America, the protests, all of us, including you in these videos, it's working. So make sure you drop a like, subscribe. Let's build this community, place more pressure. I love you all, and peace out.